This is KCUR 89.3. Large, loud crowds are hard on many people with autism, and ballparks present some of their biggest challenges. Professional sports teams are beginning to realize this, and a few are experimenting with accommodations that could make it easier for those on the autism spectrum to enjoy a game. As KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, some dads in the front office of the Kansas City Royals are personally vested in seeing that their club is one of those teams.
16-year-old Ryan Bennett is sitting with his parents and his sister at a recent Royals-Red Sox game. The Red Sox lead means little to him. He's sweating.
It's really hot out here.
Ryan hates the heat. It makes him anxious. And he says the unpredictable loudness of the stadium makes him fidgety and hurts his ears.
There are times where I feel like I want to plug my ears. So I feel like I'm being rude by doing that, and I don't want to be rude. So
by the fifth inning, Ryan's had enough. His mom and dad, Rick and Kathy Bennett, are used to planning ahead just for this situation.
So my husband and I are just used to driving separate cars everywhere we go, so that if my daughter wants to stay, she can stay and enjoy the event, and then we just take him home. Just something you do.
Tonight, they're hoping to stay through the end of the game. That's because for the first time this year, the Royals have created 8 quiet zones where Ryan can go to chill out. Ryan and his parents look at a small stadium map and go in search of the closest one.
Do you see any identifying marks? Are we there yet?
So we're looking for the third base dugout concourse elevator area.
They find an usher who points them to the elevator, but the extra 15 or 20 minutes is a ticking time bomb for Ryan, whose anxiety level is already high. Rick Bennett says the directions in the stadium and the map need to be very clear and consistent for kids like Ryan.
There's a lot of those folks on the spectrum that are not necessarily going to engage somebody and ask for directions.
The Royals have a vested interest in providing these accommodations. Several dads in the front office have kids with special needs, including ones on the autism spectrum. Spokesman Toby Cook has a daughter with Down syndrome. So does color commentator Rex Hudler. And Travis Bryant, director of guest services, who guided the accessibility effort, has a special needs daughter named Olivia.
Yeah, she's 11. She has autism. She's legally blind as well. So that's kind of what led to all this.
By all this, he means the quiet zones as well as special concession stands with visual menus for those who are nonverbal and signs urging guests to be patient with those who need extra time to order. All 1,500 staff have been trained to recognize characteristics of autism, and the team has made earphones and lap weights available, which some on the spectrum find helpful. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 1 in 68 children are on the autism spectrum. Many of those kids will become adults with similar issues. The Royals' Toby Cook realizes this presents a marketing opportunity, but also a challenge.
We like selling the tickets, but we really also like filling the stadium up with fans. But there is the rub. The greater the volume level, the more we have to be sensitive to people who have a sensitivity to that.
Major League Baseball has made a commitment to work with the autism community by sponsoring autism awareness nights around the country. But Toby Cook says the Royals would like Kauffman Stadium to be a place where those with special needs can come any night of the year and ideally stay for the whole game. Laura Ziegler, KCUR 89.3.